I bought a shed, I took it home, and I erected it. I bought a shed, I took it home, I'd selected it. I bought a shed, I bought a shed, I bought a shed.
This guy was so happy about it, he's singing about it.
I followed the instructions, studied all the plans.
Now, out of curiosity, how much, and I know size is going to matter, but how much do they weigh? Because I, immediate use, would use it for a tack shed and have plans to build a site-built tack shed, but I know that's years down the road, so this would be a temporary solution. How hard would that be to then move later and repurpose it on another location on the property?
Yeah, so we build it on skids again. So, I mean, technically, you could probably hook your pickup up to it and drag it across. Of course, it's going to tear your yard up. but we offer that as well. So we can come in and move that for you if you want to. But just a general ballpark, we figure about 22 pounds a square foot just for crane services. And
22 pounds a square foot, so then I could calculate my size, my square foot, and get a pretty close number.
Yeah. Empty.
Empty. Yeah, yeah.
Qualified, that's right.
We're here with Bob and Rachel Oxley of Backyard Shed Store by Urban Concepts. Talking storage.
What's the most unique use you've seen for a shed?
The most unique use is I think we had somebody buy one just for stray cats in the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Was their name Susan?
She's not listening, I bet.
I don't recall what her name was. I don't, probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Now, obviously in the summertime, below the rim, we've got a lot of extreme heat on the outdoors. Is there anything I have to be careful for storing outside that can't take the heat? Or, I see this and use of a tack shed. I would buy a mini split air conditioning unit just to keep it about 85 degrees so that leather doesn't ever get up over 90, 110, which is actually better than it's being stored right now.
Yeah. I think it just a general rule of thumb, if you're not going to keep it in a non-climate controlled environment, if it's not something you're comfortable with out or about putting in your garage, typically you're not going to want to put it in the shed because they get hot. Yeah.
And do y'all have any type of HVAC suggestions? I said a mini split, but I could also see putting an evap cooler on there, cutting a hole in the side, inducting in an evap cooler, and having an additional ridgeline ventilation across the top of it, and just allow that airflow to constantly cycle through there.
Yeah. I'm not real up to date on those, but the mini split I hear are the most economical, and you can insulate them, of course, too.
Not the mini split, but the shed.
Right. You can, insulate the shed. Yeah. So if you can do that, you're probably going to want a controlled, airtight environment. Yeah.
And your website let me last night pick a solar operated exhaust fan.
Yeah.
That mounts on the roof.
Yeah.
So at least you get some circulation if you introduce a little evap air to that. You could even do a portable evap cooler.
Huh? Yeah. And that's not that solar powered roof. We don't recommend that for the home.
Absolutely.
But on a shed, it makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me ask you this. What shed's in your backyard?
We have one shed. We actually have the HOA model. We don't live in an HOA, but we have one of our own, believe it or not.
And do any of the kids live out there, or is it for storage?
It's for storage, yep. Yep, none of the kids.
And how what size is it?
What is that? 4x8, yep. Pretty small.
Now, could I put two of these together if I was looking for a bigger one? Because you said 10 by 20 is your maximum size. Could you butt two of those up next to each other and make a 10 by 40?
Yeah, we have actually had some people do that. Yep, they'll arrange them in L configurations and even butting them up. Yep, end to end works too. So not quite as convenient, but it'll do.
How customizable is it if someone wanted to match their roof to the house, roof material, if they wanted to match their home color?
Yeah, we can match the colors. We need the paint codes, you know. And roofing material, we have had a few sheds go out with tiles.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not a very common occurrence, but that we can do that. I mean, we don't do that in-house, and usually somebody comes in afterwards. Yeah, after we install it. So
are metal roofs available?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Metal and composition shingles.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'm sure you've had this question often. We've got Bill from Tucson who wants to ask you a question about the shed. Welcome to the program, Bill. How may we help you?
Yes. So eventually my backyard, I want to build a mother-in-law place and maybe try to do it sooner than that so I can try it, maybe Airbnb it. So I didn't know how much of I'm in the market for mini houses, but I was thinking that a shed that could be made into a livable domicile.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually happening more and more. And in terms of pricing, you know, it can vary so much just with the, you know, the level of finishes that you put inside the shed. Ballpark, I would guess between 40 and it could run on to $100 a square foot, you know, if you got the right.
Which is about a third what it would cost to build a casita in the backyard.
Yeah.
We're doing backyard mother-in-law casitas for about $250, $300 a square foot. So, Bob, when we get back, I want to talk about how can I buy a shed that gets put in my yard? I'm the only one with the key to the door. I load it with 7 nicely organized boxes along the back wall. I don't get back to the shed for a month. The next time I open the door, there's some kind of stuff procreation element in the universe. There's not even room to walk into my shed. So I want to come back and talk to you about your experience with what's that about?
And then for Bill in Tucson, who was talking about making it livable or anybody looking for a shed as a livable solution, we'll talk about the price just to get the shed and then what you could do from there. It's not like you have to finish the interior right away. You could gradually continue to build that out and finish your interior, but you could get started. And we'll talk about what that startup cost is. And I was looking on the website, clicking around. There's also financing available that was quite handy and it would help calculate it. So we'll continue talking shed for storage and possibly living solutions in our On the House Hour here at Rosie on the House.